Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer. Have I got a treat for you, especially if you like to eat. My man, Troy Smith, maybe a common name, but not a common company, CEO and co-founder at Chop Chop. Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Thank you very much for having me on board.
Oh, I'm super excited. When being a titan on GoFund yourself and having 2-minute drill and entrepreneurs elevator pitch and been a guest on so many other of these type of shows where we either fund companies, contest of pitches or crowdfunding, as in GoFund yourself. I get to see all types of businesses, and a lot of them are the same or they're not ready. But when I found out about Chop Chop, which is, you know, to me, the ultimate delivery platform that empowers everybody in this amazing model that was, you know, really accelerated during COVID, I just couldn't get it out of my mind. I wanted to have you on the playbook to illuminate the business itself and all the different values that it has for everyone involved. It is the gig economy of delivery of food. Chop Chop really gets rid of what's stopping us from the ubiquitous value that should be driven by restaurants, drivers, and customers. For you, how did you figure this out? Because it seemed to be very clear the pain points that have been involved with the bigger players in the delivery platform businesses.
Right. So when I was 28, I opened my first McDonald's restaurant in Cape Town, South Africa. And so I've been in the industry. I know how razor thin the margins can be. And when I came back to the U.S. right when COVID hit, I couldn't believe that restaurants were paying up to 30% in commissions to these third-party apps. I just didn't know how it was possible. And moving forward now, I don't think it is possible to continue the way it's continuing. So my heart goes out to restaurants because they are really getting squeezed. It's not an easy business. A lot of them fail within the first 5 years. I remember being in Cape Town and a huge company asked me to do a monthly deal with them, with McDonald's. And they said, can I give them a 10% discount? And we worked the numbers and we could do it, but we would, at the end of the day, we wouldn't make any money. So, you know, I was like, listen, guys, you know, 5%, we can do it, 10%, no. So that's where Chop Chop came up. We saw restaurants struggling. We saw drivers, you know, getting shafted, and we saw customers being charged extra fees and, you know, not really getting the service that they required.
You know, so interesting, because I have a big advisory in this space and work with some of the major restaurant groups. And I'm always talking about, Dave, why do so many restaurants fail? And I said, because 80% of their business would put them into bankruptcy and they don't know it. And they said, what do you mean by that? I said, 80% of the things they do in their business are either breaking them even or losing them money. And if you have a business that breaks even and loses money, it would bankrupt you. It's not some, you know, amazing genius of Dave Meltzer's advisory services. It's just math. And when I analyzed Chop Chop, what it does was alleviated the losses. It increased the margins on the break even, and it focused in on the profits. Talk me through how this works. Who's the decision maker in the process? How and why do people go ahead and sign up for Chop Chop? Because it is a three-sided market. You need restaurants, you need drivers, and you need customers.
Right. So the one thing I always thought of when I described Chop Chop is we are not an ordering app. We believe restaurants can take their own orders and they can take their own payments. They've done it forever, but they've lost their customers. They've lost control and they need to get them back. So what we do is we connect. We're a matchmaker. We match local independent drivers with restaurants to complete that last mile. So the restaurants go and take their own orders, take their own payments. When they're ready to have their food delivered, they go on to Chop Chop. They request a driver. I've said it before. We wanted to make it so transparent that I never wanted a driver to turn around to me and say, you guys are taking a percentage of my delivery fee. So what we do is we charge the restaurants $199 a month to use the app. And then the restaurant at the end of the delivery pays the driver directly. So we don't touch that money. I think it needs to be fair for everyone. And that's one way we've done it, by making sure we don't take any commission. We don't take fees. There's nothing hidden. It's 100% transparent.
And as far as tipping goes, is that directly to the driver, split by the restaurant and the driver?
The restaurant determines what they want to pay the driver. And we're working with an AI team to make sure that the deliveries go out fast. You know, the third-party apps right now, they're paying a minimum of $2 a delivery for a driver. And it's just not sustainable. So we do have a minimum recommended delivery fee that we recommend to the restaurants. Is $2 a mile, $8 minimum. And anything on top of that, the restaurant wants to put on from the customer, it's up to the restaurant. They decide what they want to pay the driver, and they pay them directly.
And one of the things that people, you know, is I'm an interested investor in this, and people will get to the crowdfunding side of it. One of the things people bring up, which I don't see, do you know the percentage of people that actually, even if they use a delivery platform, that still visit the restaurants to get the menu information, where it's actually would be more seamless if you could order directly from the restaurant than the platform?
I'm not too sure. I know that one of the studies that the Restaurant Association brought out is that between 60 to 70% of all customers would rather order directly from the restaurant. You know, there's a number of benefits.
Especially if it's cheaper, right? That's even at the same price, they would 60 to 70% fall into the category as me, where I would rather go to the restaurant, use Yelp or some other service to find the restaurants in the area, and then go to the restaurant, look at their menu, their pricing, and in order.
Yep. I think it's keeping it local, you know, taking care of your neighborhood restaurant.
Yeah.
And one thing that it's touching, I use apps to order food as well, but the majority of apps I use have some kind of loyalty program tied in with it. So they're continuously sending me, and I know Snooze restaurants, they do a breakfast. I think they do a great breakfast. But the one reason I use them is because on their app, they're constantly sending me offers. And that's one thing we need to work with restaurants, is that when they reach out to their own customers, that they're offering them something that's sustainable, whether it's free delivery, you know, something that they can conceptualize that makes them money in the long term.
You mentioned something that's really important to me, which is community and, you know, understanding neighborhoods, communities, people who want to help each other and know how to help each other. And you're from South Africa, and I'm sure I've traveled the entire world. People's, when it comes to restaurants, they like to support their community restaurants, who also, by the way, support the community. They're always the first to, you know, the high schools, the elementaries, everywhere, you know, those are the ones who sponsor the little league teams. And, you know, this idea of community is being interfered with by these delivery platforms. We talked about the fairness to everybody. We talked about the transparency, but there's truly, and what I love most about this is there's a community empowerment aspect to it. What have you seen in implementing this as far as the community empowerment goes?
The restaurants love it, obviously, but I think customers really want to go back to supporting their own restaurants. You know, I drove during COVID and I would go into restaurants and the manager or the owner would be like, this customer you're delivering to used to be my customer. Now I'm giving them the same food and I'm being paid 30% less for it. And if there's any problem, I am responsible for it. You know, when you have a problem with one of the third-party apps, you call the number through the app and you go to a call center in India or the Philippines. And it doesn't allow the restaurant to fix the problem themselves, which is important. You know, if a customer complains, they get a refund through the third-party app, the restaurant suffers because of that. So,
and they also lose an opportunity, Troy. You and I both know you were one of the youngest franchisees ever at McDonald's. And part of understanding restaurant business or business in general is that we build loyalty by fixing problems. It's the problems don't cause loyalty to diminish. It's how do you respond to something's missing or something's cold or something wasn't correct? That's when people really fall in love with a restaurant.
Yep. If you can fix it quickly, you know, and keep that customer happy, they're a customer for life. That's important. You're losing a customer is really expensive. So, but and most of these restaurants are losing customers not because of their own fault, because of something that they don't have control over.
So and they're paying an extraordinary amount of money for to not have control of it and not have the data to market to them again and again and again, which is a whole nother aspect of why Chop Chop has such inherent value to these restaurants.
Yeah, you've got to control the customer. You've got to, they're your customer.
I don't say control. I you know, when I was a young executive, I was mentored by a man named Dr. Irwin Jacobs at Qualcomm, because I was with Samsung in 1999 and seeking great advice. I went to the leader in the telecom industry at the time, who was a family friend. And I remember him walking around asking me what business I thought he was in. And I said, "You're in the chip business. You have the world's best dual mode chip for cell phones." And he said, "No, I'm in the customer business. I own my customer." And he goes, "And someday I could sell them insurance." He said, "I could sell them anything because I own my customer. Don't forget to own your customer." And I think the Chop Chop allows you to have the most valuable lesson I've learned from Dr. Jacobs in business. Now, you also are part of a crowdfunding campaign, and you chose a great platform to do that. Why did you choose Funding Hope? And by the way, people go to invest.fundinghope.com, check out offering Chop Chop on that funding source. But why did you choose Funding Hope from all the different options that you had?
They resonated with me that they were actually wanting to help small businesses, small restaurants, and the drivers. And, you know, I've always said, you know, cut out the middleman. They're taking your money, you know, give control back to the restaurants and to the drivers and ultimately the customers as well. And let's keep the money where it belongs. The money belongs with the restaurants. They're doing the work. They are. They, you know, they're paying the rent, they're paying the labor, they're paying the food and paper costs, and they're giving away a lot. So Funding Hope have been great. They definitely, we're in the same lane wanting to make sure that we can help restaurants and help drivers.
Yeah, and you know the business inside and out, from owning your own franchise to driving for all the platforms, creating and learning the inefficiencies and inequities in the system firsthand. So it's not a matter of, you know, not experiencing it and knowing the business. You know, I don't know if people realize this, but McDonald's has McDonald University, which is one of the greatest institutions that has educated 1 in 4 young people in America, by the way, at one point. A huge influence on entrepreneurship and business. What does the offering look like for Chop Chop on Funding Hope?
So we are looking to raise $800,000 with a valuation of $5 million with a 20% discount.
It's a beautiful opportunity. If you want to make a lot of money, if you want to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun, it's businesses like Chop Chop that can change our neighborhoods and our communities, taking care of everyone involved. You know, the technology that we have today absolutely is supposed to take out the middleman and lower the costs and create better value and better service. And this is a much more sustainable and equitable food delivery ecosystem that will better everyone. Any last thoughts or anything I missed, Troy, that you'd like to share?
No, I think when you said I actually grew up in Zimbabwe, but I lived in South Africa. And the one thing that they spoke about is local is lekker. And lekker is a South African word that just means it's really great. So when we say local is lekker, you need to support your restaurants. And most of the drivers live in the areas where they deliver for. So, you know, bring it back to the community, you know. And we're not looking at reinventing, but we're just looking at making sure that everyone gets a fair shake in this business.
Nobody better to do so. Like I said, his name is common. It's Troy Smith, but his valor in the ingenuity is uncommon. Check out Chop Chop. Go to invest.fundinghope.com. Check out offering Chop Chop there. You will find a great opportunity to be involved and be part of the community, part of the neighborhood. Your neighborhood is your frequency. We need to support our neighborhoods, support our communities so we all can share in the abundance. This is a great platform to do so. Sustainable and equitable food delivery ecosystem. Check out Chop Chop. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Troy Smith, thanks for joining me on Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.